Hi, welcome back to Words That Work. Today we're going to go through some resources that are very helpful on your way to copywriting and improving the impact that you have to your websites, your social media, your flyers, and beyond. We talked about the first three in the course, the Readable, Hemingway, and Grammarly apps that will help with analyzing the tone of your writing, the friendliness, and different AI methods. So all of these have free options for you. And I went through and walked through how helpful they were to me. And I do use them in this order. I do go through Readable first, Hemingway, and then finally Grammarly. The next one is the CoSchedule Headline Analyzer. It's also free, but you're going to have to put in an email. It analyzes the emotions and your headlines. So if you're looking at blog posts or different taglines for your website, and it's going to show you, hey, these are emotional. These are triggering words in a good way. And it can also offer some ways of how to change those too. They have great articles and advice that will also help you. Always use a thesaurus, RhymeZone. Here's an additional resource for 10 tips for writing clearly. This reinforces the ideas of using very simple language, simple words, reducing acronyms or jargon, etc. We did go through the temporary website word editor. So that's a link to my website where you can use that and play through some ideas of different things you can update on your website before you make the change. Lastly, the websites that I love to look at for copy myself or just a bit of fun are Trello, Slack, Basecamp, ClickUp, Nike, Coke, Wendy's, Poopery, Charmin, Apple, BarkBox, and Jack Daniels. So I like their websites. I like what they do on Twitter and social media. Just some examples to get your juices flowing. A few books that I recommend. You heard me talk about Cialdini a lot throughout the course, but both of these books, Influence is the main one with the six tenets, and then Persuasion goes a little bit deeper on how to persuade your clients and customers. Drive by Daniel Pink. This doesn't go through in big detail on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, but it tells how people are influenced by mastery, autonomy, and purpose. So you're looking at those top levels of Maslow's triangle and some different ways that you can convince your clients or customers or even employees. Win by Daniel Pink. This is a great resource because it's probably something you want in person. I hope you can take this wording that you use on websites and social media and use it as talking points in your conversations too. But Win shows that if you're different, if you're a different type of performer, if you're a night owl or a lark, when are some things that you should be doing at different times as a result? So when's the best time to ask someone who's a lark? When's the best time to make a big decision? When's the best time to make a meeting or to get in the flow and creativity? So another great resource. The Aladdin Factor, how to ask. This has hundreds of examples of how to ask in different situations, how to ask different people, different factors for asking. And it's a timeless resource if you're just stuck on or just a little bit just tentative about asking in general. Lastly, I highly recommend Brendon Burchard's High Performance Planner. It's available through Amazon.com and other retailers, but it's just a hardback, great, reasonably priced, under $20 planner that has you focus on the three things you should be doing in a day, and then going through your schedule, what are some things you should work towards today on your future that are not so urgent? How can you thank people, show gratitude? How can you show value in a day? And it just really gets you thinking on how do you be the best person, best business owner that you can be each day to get you started on the right path. I hope all of those resources are very helpful for you as you continue your journey on copywriting and updating the wording on your website, social media, flyers for maximum impact.